Lads, what are you having?
Welcome to Pub Football Podcast. It's only me and Matt.
Oh.
Family crisis and Martin's abscess falling out tooth and work. Basically, in a nutshell, leaves him distraught and unhappy.
He loves work, mate, doesn't he?
He lives for it, mate. That's the only reason. Yeah. It's the only reason he wakes up in the morning. For the fact he's got, or in the afternoon in his case, when I rocked up at quarter past two this afternoon, can I have the stuff? He was not so happy, but bless him.
Dear.
I'm sure he'll feel better soon. If he don't, we just get on with it. Where are we? Let's have a look at this. We've just been talking about FIFA, haven't we, Matt?
We have, mate, yeah.
Still can't get my head around the fucker.
You will, mate. You will. It's all new to everyone, isn't it? All new to everyone this year. Again.
Again. When yeah, we come just to that time of year. It's changed, yeah.
Everything changes,
but you.
I feel like we should have like parody music in the background if we're going to keep bringing up song puns.
I'm not going to do that. Okay. No one needs to hear my singing voice again.
Okay.
But no, that's what we're looking at. You're Tuesday next week, aren't you? You're saying?
Well, yeah.
Tuesday night.
We're technically going Monday night because I'll be staying up Monday for the 1 minute past midnight release, won't I?
Oh.
Staying up all night, then going to work.
So you download it onto the console?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So usually about 2 days before, you can pre-download the whole game.
Okay.
And then at 1 minute past midnight on the 25th, it's unlocked.
Boff.
So you ain't even got to fucking wait for like, do you know what I mean? 4 hours of downloading on like dial-up connection.
Nice. Oh, you love it.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm annoyed that the web app's not out when they said it was going to be, because obviously I couldn't stream tonight and I was a bit upset about that. But
bastards. But Xbox have got the upper hand. Yeah. PC got upper hand. You should just play Spider-Man, mate. That's all I've been doing.
Oh, well, I've got to save the time for FIFA. Okay. Too much time to invest in that game, mate.
Time and effort, mate.
That's it. It's like a second job. I love it.
You'll get paid for it one day.
Maybe.
You've got to be really, 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 really good.
Or really shit and aggressive on a camera when you get, you know what I mean?
Maybe just fill a room. Because you can do that, can't you? I don't know if you can do it over here.
What's that?
Oh, it's an aggressive junkyard. And you pay to just go in and smash shit up.
Oh, I'd love that.
Have you ever seen it before?
No.
I don't know if it is in this country, but you can. You just go in and you break shit. It's a scrapyard and they just fill it. Cars, windscreens, TVs, everything. And you just go in there, baseball bats, everything you want, just sledgehammering the shit out.
I might do that in my back garden.
Mate, have you not seen the state of mine? I was building a fucking pond. I got halfway through and it's still just there.
Yeah. I ripped up a greenhouse base, mate, and that's still in a massive fucking pile in the shed.
Well, she don't know, won't hurt her.
No, that's it, mate. That's what's hidden.
United still 2-0 up, playing a bunch of young boys, anyway.
Pogba with his half-hour run-up.
Oh, Pogba the pricing prick.
Yep.
No, he's 2-up. Man United are 2-up. Lukaku's been bollocks. Everyone likes me watching this, but we're not going to lose tonight, so I'm not going to rant about it.
You're not going to be one of these United fans who go, oh, there you go, he's justified his price tag with those two goals that he's scored.
No, he's not. He could score 20 goals, he's still not justified that for me.
Yeah.
Not when he's taking penalties like that, Cat. Not a chance, I'm not having it.
I do like it. Someone needs to put the old, what's the old, I can't think what it is, on the old Wine Gums advert. Benny Hill, that's it.
Benny Hill, yeah, stick something on him. That Fred's been nothing, mate. He's just a red card waiting to happen.
He played well against Leicester on the first game of the season. Yeah. That's probably the most impressive I've seen him.
He ain't played since, that's why.
Has he not?
Not really, mate. Is it? There you go, he's got a book in there. But Ronaldo got sent off for Juventus tonight. That's a turn up for the
books.
He
did. He cried, bless him.
Oh, bless him. Don't pull people's hair then, you prick. Mm,
dry your eyes, mate.
There's another one. He's going to turn into a music podcast. Yeah.
Oh, the musical pub football podcast.
That's too much to say.
Let's make it happen.
Martin, what do you reckon? Right, let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Come on then, mate. Let's do it.
I think let's do logic first. Should we go Spurs-Liverpool? Just because that was Saturday, lunchtime.
Yeah.
Tottenham were fucking wank.
They were. They were, well, bang average, weren't they?
Do you know what I mean? If they had turned up against United like that, United would have beat them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Because Liverpool were far from exceptional and far from brilliant.
Yeah.
But it's just so bloody wise.
The thing is with Liverpool is their counter attack, mate, is just.
Oh, it's breathtaking. Do you know what I mean? It's stupid, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. So if they have like they have three chances in a game, three counter attacks in a game. You can pretty much guarantee one of them's going to go in.
Exactly.
Like you look at the Paris Saint-Germain game yesterday. They conceded two goals up, all credit to them. Conceded two sloppy goals.
Iffy.
Yeah, and then that Firmino come from a counter attack, slick turn in the box, 3-2 winners.
Yeah.
From a counter attack when they didn't have much possession in that last 20 minutes.
I didn't see much of it at all. I didn't see much of the game last night, to be fair.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, but like you say. In Tottenham, it just boils down to fucking lack of anything.
Yeah.
You look at their bit, in my mind, they've got a warming goal. That does not happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's unlucky.
One of them goals was 100% his fault.
I think they both were. Both of them.
Yeah.
He missed the punch. Oh, he didn't. No, he did miss the punch.
He half punched it, didn't he? And he didn't know where the fuck he was.
Yeah. So that was his fault. And then. The other one, Alderweireld, turned it onto the post, didn't he?
Yeah, and he went like that.
Yeah, he could have caught it, but no, he's just kind of giving it a half-hearted ghost catching a shit fucking thing. Yeah. But before that, he's made some good saves and he's kept him alive, as they say.
Yeah, he made a few good saves further on into the game, but it's too late then. He's already fucked it, isn't he?
Yeah, it's two dodgy errors.
Yeah.
But again, they could have strengthened that. They got. Gazza on the bench, aren't they? What's his name?
Gazza?
Yeah, that's it. Paolo Gazza. Oh, fuck it. He comes from Southampton.
Mate, I thought you were going on about the original fucking Paul Gascoigne.
There's only one of him, mate.
Put his boots back on. Mind you, he did say he'd do that, didn't he?
He could probably still do a job, mate.
Yeah.
But I think this just boils down to Tottenham's lack of transfer window activity. There's no depth in their squad, mate. They have got literally fuck all. Ali's injured, so they have to bring in Harry Winks.
Yeah, I agree with the squad depth, but they saw how many players they signed last season? Three, wasn't it? Aurier, Sanchez, and Lucas Moura. Were they the only three they signed?
Yeah. So you got David Sanchez on the bench. I don't get that Sergio Aurier. I don't understand why they bought him.
Because they knew Kyle Walker was going, didn't they? And let's be honest, Trippier weren't getting in the team when Kyle Walker was there, was he?
No, true stories.
And even before Trippier went to the World Cup, it was all in-out between Aurier and Trippier, wasn't it? It's only since Trippier's had an incredible World Cup, he is that one that's in there now, isn't he?
Yeah, I always like that Aurier for a cock-up. Mr. Consistent, he will give you something.
Yeah.
Lucas Moura, their top goal scorer as well at the moment.
Yeah.
Harry Kane's struggling. People saying he's burnt out.
Burnt out from fucking what? from what?
12-yard goals and deflections at the World Cup.
Mate, honestly, though, I know, like, obviously, England through and through. You support the country when they're in the tournaments and that, don't you?
Yeah, of course, everyone does.
That is the flukiest golden boot you've ever seen in your life, isn't it, though?
He doesn't deserve that.
Come on.
All. No, this is what
someone
we said.
Had a shot. It hit him on the fucking back of the hill, and he was like, "Oh, I'll have that then."
That's another one, and a couple of penalties.
Yeah,
nah, not deserved for mine.
No. And did he really offer anything in a World Cup? Well, like really offer anything? First game, yeah, give him that. But
against Peru,
exactly, Peru. Yeah,
there you go. Comes up against the bigger boys, and he loses out.
I'm not saying he's dog shit. I'm just saying you can't use him being tired as an excuse for not scoring goals. Do you know what I mean? Every single other fucking player who's been playing has been to the World Cup. Not all of them, but do you know what I mean? The big boys.
Yeah, the majority of.
They're performing, aren't they? Look at Kante. The one man in the Premier League that covers more area than fucking
De Gea.
Anyone.
Just saying.
Well, what covers more area than Kante?
Well, he's got everything covered.
The World Cup, he didn't.
No, you're right. He had a shocker at the World Cup.
That's it. But like I say, Kante, he's Mr. Explosive, isn't he? He's like that.
It's just up and down.
He ain't fucking moaning.
No, I don't think.
And he's performing, isn't he?
Did you see what he'd been up to during the week? Oh, Kante.
Yeah,
that.
He went and watched fucking Match of the Day around the fans' house, wasn't it?
With a curry.
Absolutely brilliant.
What a lad. You don't get that. You just
brilliant story though.
Yeah, lovely.
It?
Yeah.
I'll go on the BBC website if you want to read up on it. Just type Kante in and it'll pop up.
Oh,
brilliant.
Dalot's got his fucking first start for United tonight, a young right back.
Oh, that lad from Peru. Porto, sorry.
There you go, that's him. Yeah, he's been injured, but he's got his first start tonight.
Ricardo Pereira's understudy at Porto, just put it out there. Leicester right back.
Oh, how did he do at the weekend? Give away a penalty?
Yeah.
We'll come to that.
We'll come to that in a minute, shall we?
Tottenham Liverpool is what it is. Firmino got a poke in the eye.
Did you see the picture for that?
It's brutal. I think Martin put it up on the old Instagram.
Celebration was good last night for it, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, lovely. Give it the
hand over one eye.
I can't see anything. I'm still going to score. But it's now looking a bit more of a Sadio Mane season than it is a Salah season.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Salah a one season wonder? I don't think so.
Because
he's proved that he's not. Like we were saying last week, weren't we? We were saying about the competitive leagues. We were saying like Serie A is a competitive league now because the amount of teams. And you look at what he's done against teams like Juventus.
Oh, yeah, when he was at Roma.
And your Milans and that. He's proved it last year in the Premier League.
Smashed it last year.
You know.
He's just gone a bit quiet and people start talking, oh, Mane. No, Mane's always been quality. He just got outshone last season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he was consistent last season as well, Mane, though, wasn't he?
Well, but he just didn't get the three of them, weren't
yeah. They? But the other two just didn't get the goal count that Salah got.
Exactly.
But then do people know how to mark him now?
This is it.
Because if you look at how he played, it's kind of like the Sterling role at Man City, isn't it? Start wide, and then you cut in to be like any of those three can be that middle man at any time because they always cover each other, don't they?
Filter through.
Yeah.
Squad rotation between three people up front. James Milner, fucking hell, that lad is.
I slagged him off last week, and I proper watched him since the Tottenham game, and obviously I watched him last night.
Yeah,
fucking unbelievable.
He's a baller, isn't he?
Yeah, I take back everything I said last week, Liverpool fans. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, he's a proper baller, yeah. Milner. He knows what he's doing, and for the age of 53, he's still got at least another 6 years in him. He's
playing like that, mate. He's getting there. He's better than Henderson.
Well, he's keeping Endo out of the team. He's keeping, Fabinho out of the team because he can't talk English.
Oh, no, he made his debut last night.
Oh, did he come on? Did he start?
Come on for the last 1 minute 90 seconds, that 1 minute 30 seconds.
Brilliant. Well worth it then.
Gave away a free kick as soon as he came on.
Look. Superb.
What a boy.
That's it. That's what we like to do. Instant impact.
That's it, mate.
Not really a lot to say. Tottenham were shit. Liverpool were.
I think Liverpool deserved the win at the end of the day. I watched that game at lunchtime.
Yeah, they were just
Saturday.
A bit. I've got to give it to Lamella though. His finish was decent. I don't think he should have ever scored from there. Yeah. But drilled it in low and hard.
It's all about that touch on the chest, mate. Just lifted it up in the air. But you look at
it goes.
Was it Van Dijk who was in front of him, or was it Gomez? But they just stood there like that, watching the ball come down.
Just watch it. Yeah,
fucking headbutt him or something. Do you know what I mean?
Put a bounce on it.
That's it.
Real Madrid are 2-0 up. Bale's just scored. Bad little at this now. Fred stood there scratching his arse, not knowing what he's doing.
Can he talk English?
Fred.
Is it a Brazilian thing?
I don't know, man. he goes around the pitch like he don't know what he's doing, let alone understanding it.
Yeah. But again, this is what we were saying last week, wasn't it? About the players that come over to the Premier League. Yeah, he incredible in the Ukrainian League. Who else fucking plays in the Ukrainian League? Apart from Shakhtar Donetsk, who win it every fucking year, do you know what I mean?
Boring. Yeah, Bernard. Oh, Bernard played at the weekend, didn't he? We'll get to him at Everton.
There
he is.
Another debut.
Right, should we get the silly ones out of the way, mate, from Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah? Bournemouth-Leicester, let's do it.
Let's do it. Right. We were terrible. Leicester were absolutely awful. To be honest, we weren't playing as a team from the get-go. We didn't look motivated to do anything. You know, it upsets me. It really does.
Pop it up and down your season for you already, innit?
Yeah, and to be honest, like I know like myself and a few other Leicester fans who I speak to on a Saturday after the game, we don't think Puel is the right man for us. I'll give it to see the signings that he's made. I'm more than happy with the signings. I'm really happy about the contract extensions for Ndidi, Maguire, Schmeichel.
They're givens, aren't they?
But You know what I mean? Is that Puel's influence? Probably not. That's the chairman going, right, I've got the money to give you. Can you, do you want to commit with a pay rise? Yeah, go on in, son. Nothing to do with Puel, I don't think.
Fair. That is a great link. Martin, a Leicester fan got hold of Martin, or he got hold of them, probably.
Yeah.
Do you think Puel will be the first manager to go sacking?
Yes.
You reckon?
I do. The thing is, that I know like Bournemouth have been... I've enjoyed watching Bournemouth since the beginning of the season.
They've been exciting.
And like obviously when they play Leicester, it's a bit of a different kettle of fish because obviously I want my team to win, don't I? But
goes without saying.
I've got a little soft spot for Bournemouth. That Ryan Fraser, you look at his improvement over the last two or three seasons.
Yeah,
he's fucking brilliant player, isn't he?
Massive strides, isn't he?
Do you know what I mean? What is he? 5'3", 5'4", or something like that, isn't he?
I can't tell you about. That's not a massive stride.
No, but
he's come on leaps and bounds.
But look, he's dribbling, he's finishing. Composure on the ball against us. We were shit in defence, but his composure on the ball, mate.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? He's just a shame. He's no, I'm not going to say it.
What, English?
Yeah.
But saying that, Martin sent me info. See, Martin still does have his input. Bless him.
Oh, bless
him.
He
tries. The manager's odds to be sacked: Warnock 5-1.
Yeah, Warnock doesn't have a great record of when he gets... He's got a brilliant record of getting promotion to the Premier League, but it's another thing
when
with players coming up from the Premier League, from the Championship. Can they handle it?
It's a big step.
Do you know what I mean? It is a massive step. Massive step.
Also at 5-1, there's four managers at 5-1 to be sacked. Warnock.
So, yeah.
Go on.
Puel?
No.
Really?
He's 6-1.
Fuck. Yeah.
Go on. Have a pop at the other three.
Oh, I would have said Mourinho a couple of weeks ago.
Nope, still is.
Still is?
Yeah, 5-1.
Fucking hell.
The other two are surprising. I don't know when he's pulled these odds off, actually.
All right.
Benitez and Pellegrini.
I don't think Benitez will get sacked. Benitez will walk.
Yeah, true.
And he's linked with Leicester, funnily enough.
Oh, he's linked with United and all.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he'd obviously, I don't want to say it, but he'd go to you, wouldn't he? He'd have more kitty to play with.
Exactly.
Well, saying that, we've got loads of money. We've got loads of expendable cash.
Exactly. You don't spend silly, do you?
Well, that's the problem. We don't spend silly. When we've got the money to... Even if we went out and bought an incredible partner for Vardy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know, why are we not spunking, like, 60 million? Where's the Mahrez money gone? Oh. Fucking people who we've loaned out.
Spunking money on a prancing prick up front in the midfield.
Exactly.
But Pellegrini, yeah, they could win at the weekend. I support him well, mind you. One game doesn't change your season, but it will get you going.
No, I said last week with West Ham, they'll be all right. You got to think how many players they've brought in who are in that starting 11. They've had, what are we now, 5 games in?
Yeah.
So they've got a gel, haven't they?
They have now.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like the players they bought, like Felipe Anderson, massively rated that player.
He looked different. Yeah.
I watched him a lot for Lazio the last couple of seasons, and he's unreal, mate. Very exciting player to watch.
Quality.
Ruthless.
But then from Puel... From 6-1. Oh, Mark Hughes at 6-1 as well. He jumped all the way up to the 20s with Hodgson, Dyche and Garcia.
Well, Hodgson's just signed a new deal, hasn't he?
Probably why he's at 20-1.
Yeah, Hodgson might go. Was he a year in charge last week, wasn't he?
Was it?
12 months in charge last week, last game.
What a job that lad done.
Yeah, look at how they're playing.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Who are they playing? On Saturday, Crystal Palace.
Palace were playing. Hold on. It's here somewhere. They were away at Huddersfield.
Yeah, of course they were. Yeah, you can't. Huddersfield, for what they are.
Shit.
No.
Oh.
Last season was brilliant for them.
Yeah.
Like securing Premier League safety.
Oh, yeah,
do you know what I mean? That's
that
a massive achievement for a team
sure.
that doesn't have a budget. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. But that was a massive grand compared to Bournemouth. I still don't get my head around that. Fuck it. The capacity attendance on Saturday was 10,500 people.
Where?
At Bournemouth. Bournemouth Leicester was 10,500.
That's unbelievable.
That's
2,000 then, probably Leicester fans.
Exactly.
What's the matter, Bournemouth fans?
It's mad, isn't it?
You need to sort it out.
Bournemouth's a lovely place. I think. I remember bits of it.
Was that a rough night as well, Dan?
It was stag night, mate.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, couple of nights. Oh, 1-1, Martial, 3-0 Man United.
Lovely.
Still try to fuck it up well, though. I think it went in off a defender, actually.
But oh, yeah, well.
This is what we've said it before about Bournemouth, that a tiny, tiny stadium, 10,500.
That's not their capacity, is it, surely?
It's about 12,000 their capacity.
Is it really?
Yeah. Martin was saying, because they've come up through the ranks so quickly, they haven't developed it well enough. But even still, I'm like, fucking hell, that's...
Where did they finish last season? Did they finish top 10? Or in the 10th?
Why are silly questions that I should know the answer to?
Well, no, because I was just gonna have a look at how much revenue they'll get for their finishing position.
Let's have a look. Bournemouth finished. I can use technology and talk at the same time.
Come on, mate. We're men. We can multitask.
Yeah, I can piss and read a book. Bournemouth finished 12th last season.
Okay. So
joint tenth. Okay. Lost out on goal difference.
I'm just gonna quickly look at Mr. Google.
Yeah. Oh, put you to the sword, didn't they? Really, 3-0 up? Were you?
We were three nil down. Because they had the penalty just before half time, didn't they?
Yeah, that's it.
And that was just.
No, you were 4-0 down. Sorry.
What, half time?
No.
No, I'm sure we was 3-0 down at half time.
Oh, 3-0. Yeah, three nil at half time.
Yeah, and then they got another one. And then we got two goals when he's basically waiting blow the whistle. You know what I mean?
That was pretty much it. James Maddison, though, scoring, tucking away a nice penalty.
There you go. Bournemouth, last year, they had 13.4 million of television income, 17.4 million prize money, and then a 80.4 million of equal share, bringing a total to 111.2 million for their club revenue at the end of the season.
For a club that size, that's a lot of dough.
That is a lot of money.
But they ain't built a new stadium.
No.
They've got to soon. There must be someone. Tell me if they have. Someone get involved.
Let us know.
If they've actually got plans to do something with.
I mean, surely if they did extend the stadium, they'd have more revenue coming because obviously there's more tickets and season tickets available, isn't there?
I'm not a massive fan of the Vitality Stadium. I think if they build a new one, they're going to have to rename that.
Yeah.
Vitality.
Yeah.
Let's talk defenders for Sherbet, shall we?
Yeah, mate.
And how you're lucky to have them both on the pitch at the end. Oh, no. Only one got sent off, sorry. That was a balls up.
Oh, Wes Morgan. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a straight red, was it? It was a second yellow.
Yeah, true.
I'm in two minds about this because I didn't think, honestly, it was a yellow card offence. Like, he's sent off for being out of control of the ball. He was dribbling passes, and we know he doesn't dribble. He's usually his peanut, isn't he? It was that last one where he appeared to lunge, but he won all of the ball. And then the player kicked over his standing leg, didn't it? That's what he was second yellow was for.
I remember.
I thought he was unlucky. But on the positive side, that means that me and a lot of other of us Leicester fans do not want him in the starting 11.
Okay.
Legend for the club.
Yeah.
He's too slow now. He can't keep up with the pace of the Premier League.
Bit of Vincent Kompany.
Yeah. I love Wes Morgan, but he's no Vincent Kompany, mate.
No, but Vincent Kompany's slowing down as well now. He's getting found out. That was my point.
But then if you put two slow centre backs together, like we've got, like Aaron Maguire, he's a solid defender. We all know that, don't we?
Slabbered.
But he's not the quickest, so you can't have two slow people playing at the back.
No.
With the pace of the Premier League, look at Fraser, for example.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? His second goal came from Wes Morgan falling over his own fucking feet trying to do a Cruyff turn, and then he ran in behind and fucking put it in, didn't he?
He didn't turn the page quick enough on how to do it.
Oh, mate, you just...
Bless him. But saying that, Maguire, I think he's lucky. He was lucky to stay on the pitch.
He was, yeah.
I think he talked himself out of one.
Yeah.
Silly challenge for the first booking, and then cynical for the second... Well,
yeah.
Should have been the second.
Was a yellow card, wasn't it, the second one? So.
Yeah. Got away with one. Kasper Schmeichel popping up with a yellow card. It's always nice seeing a keeper get booked for something.
That was for him trying to defend Wes Morgan's decision, which he had every right to do.
Yeah, but you don't run 60 yards up the pitch to do it. Just save your energy, mate.
That's the bit of his dad in him, though, isn't it?
Oh,
legend. Do you know what I mean?
Two different kettles of fish there, mate.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
He is a good goalkeeper. I think he
You
could,
can see he's got elements of old Peter in him.
Oh, God, yeah. Some of those.
Do you know what I mean? Those fucking starfish day saves that he does.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
He's shouting and he's hollering at his centre back. I genuinely think he could have gone on, no offence, to bigger, better things if given the chance.
He was offered and he turned it down.
Fair play to him. Loyal to the game.
He knows that he's our next captain as well.
He's getting on though. Oh, he took the armband on Saturday, didn't he?
Yeah, he's vice captain now.
Yeah.
So, like him, he deserves to be captain anyway. In my opinion, as a Leicester fan, he deserves to be captain. And then if Harry Maguire stays there for a while, he'll be our next captain.
I was going to say, you're going to have to... Well, he's 31.
And mate, he's got another fucking 5 or 6 years left in him yet.
He's got the same birthday as Martin.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, genuinely didn't even know that.
Make sure you send him a birthday card, Martin.
Yeah, Martin, you're really old this year, mate. You're 32 this year. Get on with yourself.
Fucking hell, I'd love to be 32 again.
You don't even remember 32, do you?
No, mate.
How old are you?
33.
Genuinely thought you were the same age as us.
I feel about 83 though, mate.
Oh, mate, don't even go there. I'm in so bad shape.
I haven't even got a shape.
I haven't. It's just round. Okay, I'm not going to bully Leicester anymore.
No, can we move on? We were shit. Prell needs to go. Wes Morgan needs to go back in a reserve squad or take a coaching role. Bring that Turkish lad in, Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad?
You're not seeing a picture of him?
No.
He is Lord Farquaad, mate.
Who's this, manager?
No, he's our new centre-back. He's like, I think in the international break, both games he played for Turkey, he got man of the match in both of them.
Jesus. As long as he ain't as tall as him.
No, he's not.
Because you'll be fucked.
Yeah.
who are you going to bring in as manager then if you get rid of...
Well, that's the other thing, isn't it? Like, I'll tell you who I'd want back. I'd want King Claudio back, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll take him back any day of the week.
Why did he get the boot?
He's known for being the Tinker Man, isn't he?
Ah, okay.
And then like, I was really upset when it was announced that we sacked him. And then I kind of had a little bit of a look what everybody was moaning about. Oh, we deserve to go, blah, blah, blah. He was changing the... do you know what
menu.
I mean? Say, like, we started with a 4-4-2.
Yeah.
And we'd end up going around about 3 or 4 formations during the game. And it's... Do you know what I mean? Like... I know the players in the Premier League should know what they're doing all the time, but there's that element of should I be there?
Okay.
And that happened with like every game they had in charge.
Was it him that started? No, started messing about with like the menus and stuff like that as well.
No, that the beginning of our season when we won the title, it was we were winning the games obviously, but. We didn't get a clean sheet in like our first like 8 or 9 games.
Right.
And he said, when you get a clean sheet, boys, I'm taking you out for a fucking pizza.
Okay.
And then when we got that first clean sheet, there's all these pictures of him with these fucking pizzas in a restaurant in Leicester.
Fair. See, there's truth behind some fucking madness.
Yeah.
Oh, young boys have just missed from 3 yards.
Wasn't that incredible Kevin and Babu, was it?
I don't know, but he's really fucking happy about it.
Hey, what for missing?
Yeah, he hit the post, but he's fucking laughing his tits off.
Is he?
Jesus. All right, where should we go now? Let's keep it in order, shall we? No.
No.
Newcastle Arsenal. Oh, someone called this last week. Someone called the result 2-1.
Oh, did they? This is the one that I said 0-0 to, wasn't it?
It was. Jason must be kicking himself now because Granit Xhaka scored a fucking worldie again. Whenever we say that cunt's useless, he pops up with a fucking decent one.
He does, mate, yeah.
And to be fair, it was a decent one. It was a good free kick.
It was a good goal, yeah.
It's looking more... Well...
I thought Newcastle were unlucky, though.
They had their job, mate. I can't get over how bad Petr Cech is still.
Yeah, why isn't... Like, Arsenal fans, why isn't Bernd Leno in the team? You bought him for a reason, and he's not in the team.
Even just that, I know goalkeepers ain't for... using their feet and their passing ability, but Cech really cannot pass a ball.
No. Was it he kicked one straight out from a fucking corner, didn't he?
Yeah, Mustafi's giving the ball back and all it is a simple 1-2 back to him. And
he
puts it out for a corner and you just think, oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, that shit shouldn't be happening. But get away with it.
Oh, but Bernd Leno needs to start.
Yeah, you've got to... Surely by now they would have phased him in at least a bit.
Yeah.
So he can get a bit of game time. But
that's it. Have Arsenal like got Europa League this year, have they?
Yeah, I think they've got it tomorrow night.
Right, so
Thursday.
I'll watch that tomorrow night and see if he's actually got in a squad.
I just...
Because he needs to get a fucking game somewhere.
You got it, but all the time Petr Cech's captain, you think, oh, he ain't going to get dropped then, is he?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's a tough one.
They've spent proper money on a decent keeper when everyone knew that's what they needed to do.
And they haven't fucking played him.
And they ain't played him. Which is just fucking madness and crazy. Yeah.
Oh, they're playing Volska Poltava tomorrow.
You've been watching them channels, mate, because that accent was banging.
Did you like that?
That was lush. It was almost like I was there.
Almost fluent, mate.
Talking about fluent, Mesut Ozil.
Oh, right, yeah.
He almost looked like he was back to his old self-ish.
Ish. I thought the goal was lucky.
It was lucky.
If you look at the angle of his foot, he was trying to put it in the other corner.
It did look it looked very awkward.
Yeah.
The way where it's ended up to where it should have gone.
Yeah.
But
like that penalty I took in a Fulver Soy tournament a few weeks ago. Tried to go bottom left, he went top right.
Hey, did it go in though?
Bloody right.
Don't matter then.
First penalty I've ever taken in my life, that was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't like the pressure, do I? But I had to.
First penalty I ever took was at the Valley. There you go.
Oh.
Cheaped it straight down the middle.
Oh, beautiful. No, that's too much FIFA, that is.
Yeah, no pressure. Just dinked it straight down the middle. Oh, we go fucking dive sprawling the other way.
Mate, I remember when I nearly chipped you from the halfway line in Sunday League.
Hey, don't, mate, everyone's done it.
Yeah, but I weren't known from your scoring, was I?
Hey, mate, you're a baller. Don't put yourself down. Where are we then? Yeah, so Newcastle slightly unfortunate. Nil-nil at half time. You were half.
Yeah, but they were on the first like 20, 25 minutes, they were on top. I mean, they weren't sitting back like everyone was slagging them off for.
I mean, they've got to stop doing that. They need to press on, otherwise they're going to be
in
some trouble, I think.
Well, they've got Palace this weekend.
Oh, that could be a good one.
This is their time to like.
Home or away.
Come on, Newcastle are away. But this is their time to say, look, we're competing.
To stick up and.
Yeah, they have had a very unfortunate first run of games.
Put up, shut up.
Yeah.
But no easy games in the Premier League these
never,
days.
Never, mate. Never.
So, but where can... Like you mentioned you like that Yedlin.
I do like that Yedlin, yeah.
Me and Martin both agree like that. Lascelles, he's decent. But then you just kind of start going through their team and you start looking... You look back over the years gone by. I know you can't fucking reminisce unless you're a Liverpool fan. But you start wondering where the quality is.
Yeah.
You got Jonjo Shelvey and Kennedy both on the bench. You got Rondon on the bench.
That's a massive problem in my opinion. Why would you bring in Rondon and still play fucking Hosolu, who can't hit a cow's arse of a banjo?
There you go.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, he got a header. What else? What did he do for you last season?
Not a lot.
Fuck all.
Not a lot.
Do you know what I mean?
At all.
You brought in Rondon for a reason. Why are you not exploiting that reason?
He let Dwight Gayle go. I think that's just fucking madness. I like Dwight Gayle.
He can't. He's not a Premier League player, though, mate. In my opinion. Yeah, he's quick. He just gets bullied, though, mate.
He is little.
Yeah, he gets bullied. That's like, you know, and I've heard like a few of my Newcastle friends and that. They've even said he's not a Premier League calibre.
That's why he's dropped back down.
Yeah.
You got the likes of, didn't even use Rondon. That bloke's a fucking tank.
He's a machine, mate.
He is huge. He's fucking Rhino Rondon.
Isn't he like the only like one of like two or three players who have scored a headed hat-trick in the Premier League?
That is fantastic. Name me the others. I'd love to know that stat.
Well, I think Shearer must be one of them.
Oh, that'd be a given, wouldn't it? He was clinical.
I think. I'm pretty sure it is because he got it.
I do remember.
Not last season, but the season before, I think.
I do remember something being mentioned. But when you've got someone that can spray a ball like Matt Ritchie.
Yeah.
And you leave Rondon on the bench. That just ain't fucking cricket for me.
No.
It's not even fucking football.
Oh, there you go. Rondon is only the second player to score a Premier League hat-trick of headers.
And the other person, I've got my doubts now over Shearer.
Bear with me.
It's going to be...
Shearer would have been my go-to. Oh, okay. Kind of makes sense, that.
Crouchy.
No. Fucking hell. Before Crouch.
At Stoke?
No. Played for Everton.
Big Dunk.
Big Duncan Ferguson, yeah.
There's only two people that scored a Premier League hat-trick with a head.
Solomon Rondon has become only the second man in the Premier League era to score a hat-trick of headers, following in the footsteps of Duncan Ferguson.
Wow.
There's a stat for you.
Love that.
Love a stat, don't you, mate?
I do love a stat. That, that's gonna be, that will come up in some pub ammo football pub quiz at some point.
Be like, ooh, 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 ooh.
I don't know that one. I'll give it a... Yeah. But, fair. Oh, that surprises me that it's not...
I would have thought it was Shearer.
I would have thought there was more. Just the two people.
Yeah. But then this lot, like say, like this is like early on. Early on.
Yeah,
but
Big
like,
Dunk was early on, wasn't he?
How many goals are scored for Medders nowadays in the Premier League?
It depends if you're Lukaku or not.
Yeah, but he don't fucking put them in.
He's, do you see his goal? Shagged it in. Just thrusted his fucking cock at it.
Humped the fuck out of that ball in the net, didn't he?
Boom. Have some of that going in the back of the net. Is there a lot that we're going to say about Arsenal? Lacazette and Aubameyang play for the first time. Oh, for the second time they start together.
Yeah, but didn't on the formation lineup, they were, like Aubameyang was in the middle, and then Lacazette was on the left wing.
No, was it?
Yeah.
I saw them match of the day.
I'm pretty sure that's what I saw. That was like before the game, though. We know how inconsistent Sky Sports can be with their lineup.
And Arsenal still leaving Leno on the bench.
Yes, I still don't fucking understand that, mate.
What's this fucking Torreira got to do to get a fucking start?
Oh, I don't know. He's an unbelievable player. Like I said, I said last week, and I've told you before, Dan, I watch a lot of the European leagues, don't I? Because I love the football anywhere.
Yeah.
I've even started watching MLS, for fuck's sake. And I'm loving it. I am loving it.
It is exciting football.
Yeah.
I think the commentators make it for me. But
yeah, mate, I love how excited they get. It's brilliant. The only thing, there's only one thing, and I do love you, America, but the thing is, when they say he's in on net,
oh no,
that is a massive no.
Oh, no.
I can accept the fact you say soccer instead of football, but I cannot handle he's in on net instead of he's through on goal.
He's through on goal. And goaltender. That one quotes on me. He's a goaltender.
Oh yeah, that's a bit of a...
That's hockey.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Torreira. I think it was another stat for you.
Ooh.
When he Sampdoria last year, I think he was like the highest midfielder to cover the most ground, and he made the most tackles in the whole of the Serie A last year.
Nice.
And then you bring him to Arsenal and you put him on the bench. And what the fucking hell are you doing?
I don't know.
When he's come off the bench, he's changed the game. Changed that game against Newcastle.
Yeah. And that was at half time.
Yeah. So what like you say, what has he got to do?
Done Dozy as well. I like him. Martin's not a fan.
Oh, is he like... He's like David Luiz's long-lost cousin, isn't he?
He's
the same hairdresser.
Fellaini and Luiz's love child.
Yeah.
Martin's not a fan. He's not keen. But I think him and Torreira in the middle would look fucking decent.
Yeah, but they'd lack a bit of height then, though, wouldn't they? Ozil's not going to jump up in the air for a header, is he?
He doesn't do a lot anyway.
No. They do need that Xhaka-like player. But even though he scored last week...
We'll have your opinion then. What is Xhaka? What does he bring? Because the amount of times he gets slated and slagged by Arsenal fans, by other fans, people going, the fuck does this bloke actually do?
Yeah.
Except for sticking the odd worldie and a decent free kick. Yeah.
I'll tell you what he does do for Arsenal, which Arsenal, in my opinion, lack a bit of, is aggression.
Okay, a bit still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You look back in the days of Tony Adams and Martin Keown, they didn't take no fucking shit off
Patrick
no one, did
Vieira.
They?
Yeah.
Patrick Vieira.
Straight through
the Petit.
Air. Yeah.
Look at all of these players. They're aggressive players. They wanted to win the ball. Not all of this, fucking stand off. At least Xhaka will go in and try and fucking kneecap someone. Do you know what I mean?
He
fucking tries. That's a positive for me. That is a positive. The negative for Xhaka is he's mostly fucking
aggressive.
Lazy. Aggression is... The Arsenal need aggression in their team, in my opinion.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
They do seem to be a bit soft-hearted.
Yeah, but that's what, like I say, that's what Xhaka offers. But he's not a consistent player.
But then at the same time, are they soft because they are genuinely soft, or they're soft because we're comparing them to of days have gone?
No, I don't think so.
Ye old days.
Like, let's look at fucking Chelsea, right? They're aggressive.
Yeah.
David Luiz will go and fucking chin someone if he's going for it. Do you know what I mean? Pedro will fucking go in hard.
Yeah.
Players like that.
You look around like that and you go, oh, fucking hell, hold on. United are looking a bit Play-Doh here now.
Yeah. But it's like, you look at Smalling. Smalling played aggressive and had a great game against Watford. Oh, we'll come on to that in a minute. But, yeah, like, you know what I mean?
True.
I'm not sure about his haircut, though.
Oh, don't even go there with it.
I honestly looked at him and I thought, where the fuck's he got all that haircut on? He had a skinhead last week.
Mate, the fact that I played, he was on the bench at Maidstone when I played against Maidstone for local team. That's madness.
Yeah.
But all right, then, that'll lead us on to a nice little question. It's coming from a Palace fan.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. Zaha's rant, did you see it?
I didn't, no.
No, he's ranting about he wants a bit of protection. What's got to happen before someone gets a booking or whatever?
Protection from what?
Players. He claims he's getting kicked up in the air week in, week out. He's not being able to express himself because he's always worried about a tackle coming in. So the rant is, or the question goes, does he have a point or should he just shut up and get on with it?
Do I answer this honestly?
Yeah, do it.
He needs to fucking man up a bit, doesn't
he? There you go. That's it. That's what I would...
Come on. Words. He knows what he's coming into.
He knows what, he knows what he's got to do to avoid it.
Yeah. If he is, you know, wants to express how he is...
Get on with it.
Yeah, get on with it, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Man the fuck up.
Exactly.
Bless him. But, yeah...
I do rate him. Very good player, but don't be a fucking pussy about it.
Yeah, don't start going down the fucking Neymar route of saying you're getting singled out and picked.
No, that's it. More rolls than a fucking bakery, that one.
We fucking needed a taxi to get back from the last one last night.
He fucking did, didn't he?
Jesus.
Milner sorted him out. Put a stop to that, didn't he?
Mr. Milner. Right, who are we going to... Let's
see. Going, Daniel's son.
Fuck it. Let's go and do Huddersfield do Huddersfield Crystal Palace while we're here.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah. Zaha scored.
Yeah.
Sort of silenced a few.
It was a bit of a... It wasn't a classic game, really, was it?
No, it was a last game on Match of the Day, sort of.
Bit stop start.
No one really cares about it.
No.
Wilfred Zaha's interview stole the show, I think. It was more to the...
More entertaining than the match.
Exactly, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, when someone with a microphone in their hand gets the headlines compared to the other 22 people.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
21 people, I should say.
That's why you should talk with your feet and not with your mouth.
There you go. Huddersfield's attendance. Huddersfield have just come up. Been up,
yeah,
23,500. It's a double what Bournemouth have.
Fucking hell,
this is putting it in perspective, mate.
That's unreal, isn't it?
How small Bournemouth is. Watford, what are Watford at the weekends? 20,000.
I've been to the stadium.
Oh, what, Vicarage Road?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Any good? It's one of the few I haven't been to. Actually,
it was the... What was it? Can't remember. I can't remember the year, but it was the time we was in the Premier League last time around. So obviously we went back down to League One, didn't we? So it's a fucking few years ago. I think we still had Steve Guppy and Muzzy. Is it playing?
Ah, Muzzy, that bloke I miss.
Honestly, please tell me you remember that bicycle kick from the 18-yard line.
Of course, yeah, everyone remembers that.
Oh, what a fucking dream that was, mate.
Never relived that one, have you, mate?
But yeah, no, I went to Vicarage Road and watched that game. Good atmosphere in that stadium.
Yeah.
I sat with the home fans.
I've done that once. I went, a mate of mine, season ticket holder, I think his old man still is.
Yeah.
He took me up to a Man United Charlton game. Fuck me, Ronaldo had an absolute belt at that game. And I was sat four rows behind the dugout. And I was like, you're having a laugh, mate. Yeah, I was just like, shit.
All the Leicester games I've managed to go to recently, I've had to sit in the away end.
Okay.
So, like, last season, my brother-in-law, he managed to get tickets to Leicester-Chelsea.
Nice.
So, he's a Chelsea fan, right?
Sorry.
So, I got told strict instructions, don't wear your Leicester shirt. I said, why is that? He goes, because we're sitting in the Chelsea end. I was like, right, fair enough. And the seats were really good. And it was a 0-0 draw that game. But we were all over Chelsea, I'm not going to lie. and the temptation to just jump up, because we were so close to the pitch and that. And I'm basically like, do you know what I mean? I can nearly see out Vardy's shorts and that. And I'm like, oh, fucking sit down before you get your head kicked in.
Sit on my hands.
That's it.
That's why, I mean, Martin, we like going to the old Mutual Grounds and just having a watch. He went to the Cottage.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice little ground to go to. And watch Everton, Fulham Everton there a couple of years back.
Yeah.
That's intimate, being Stamford Bridge with him. So I threatened to take him out to Old Trafford next season, give him a proper fucking atmosphere. But there you go. Wolves just come up this season, just talking about attendances. 30,000 on Saturday.
Yeah, brilliant.
Algier, Southampton, what are they? They've got a nice ground, 28. So it's not as nice as the Dell. I say nice as the Dell. I prefer the Dell because I had family that worked there and connections and stuff. That was a decent ground.
Yeah.
But 10,000 people is not...
No.
Ain't a good fucking thing. Sorry, Crystal Palace, we've done you a fucking dishonest one there talking about attendances, but that's how shit your game was. Wilfried Zaha, they don't seem to get points without him.
No. But they rely on him too much, don't they? I'll tell you what, though. I can't remember his fucking name, but that right back, the right winger converted to right back because he's obviously had a ban, didn't he?
I can't pronounce it for shit. Aaron Bissaka.
That's it, yeah.
Wan-Bissaka.
That Fulham game, that made me sit up and notice him.
He's good.
Fucking hell.
I think he can be a bit rash. But
he's a converted right winger, do you know what I mean? He's not supposed to defend. He's only just like...
Still learning it.
Yeah. But the way he brought the ball up in the pitch and that, because he set up Zaha for his like second goal in that game, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
20 years old.
He's going to be saying, mate, he is.
Starting to get an influx of fucking fullbacks and wingbacks again, the old England
squad. That's it. You're already converting him back to a fucking right winger.
Oh, hello. Is that right?
What's that, mate?
Oh, tell me they dropped... Oh, is he injured?
Who?
Benteke.
Oh.
Not even in the squad.
No.
I wonder why that is. Because you cost
me... Let's be honest, that Liverpool transfer fucked him up. He should have stayed at Villa. Honestly, he should have done. He was the main boy there. Yeah. Confidence was high, putting the goals in for him. What happened? He left. Then what happened to Villa?
Goes to his head.
Yeah.
Funny, isn't it, how
you play. Remember that fucking sick bicycle kick he scored for Liverpool, though?
Oh, Man United 4-0. Oh, no, it's been disallowed. It's Lukaku scoring.
Oh, was he chasing his touchdown the M1?
Oi.
Sorry.
Hold on to see. Oh, no, there's only three of them offside.
Mate, oh, I've got everybody messaging me about FIFA. Still no web app. Fuming, mate.
Is that a FIFA thing or is it an App Store thing?
That is an EA not being fucking ready for the amount of people that want to play their game.
That's shocking and surprising. Man City lost 2-1 at home to Lyon.
Who's got Man City's going in?
Bernardo.
Oh, yeah, Bernardo. Yeah, you said, didn't you? Yeah.
Fucking hell, there's a balls up. Still not convinced about Fred. Not having him. Don't think he's worth the money we pay for him. All right, that's gone off now. Finish watching your podcast. Mention Man City. Let's do Man City. There we go. Left Sane out of the team tonight. And they lost. I thought he was fucking impeccable on Saturday.
He was unreal, mate.
I know he's had his differences or whatever he's had going on with Germany and fucking Pep, and he said that at the end in his interview, saying, oh, I know what I've got to do, and he's told me what I've got to do.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit of brown nosing's got to go on. But he was fucking mustard. He was different class. He was... The lad's still only 22, you've got to remember that.
Yeah.
So he's got a decade on you.
All right.
Quick math.
Fucking hell, quick maths.
Quick maths, blah, blah. But everything seemed to just work fucking for him.
Yeah. He was massive for their title winning season.
Yeah.
Last year, wasn't
last
he?
Last season.
Do you know what I mean? And I was shocked that he ain't started.
Exactly. I was amazed. Me and Martin both said how he hasn't gone to the World Cup.
That was iffy for me. If you want a game changing player, like I said.
Even off the bench, he would be something different.
But he offers Germany something they haven't got, which is pace.
Yeah.
All right, they had Timo Werner.
He's a weird one for me.
He is quick. He is quick in that. He's
a Football Manager legend, honestly. But because he got linked with a lot of clubs in the summer, didn't he?
Yeah.
But then he had that problem where, did you hear about it? He went off, substituted himself off because the crowd was too loud. Did you hear about that?
No.
No.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, apparently he come over all dizzy and everything because the crowd was too... He was in a Champions League game for Werder Bremen. and he had earplugs in, and he said it got all distorted and all the rest of it, and he desubbed himself off.
What a fucking joke.
I was like, that's a bit soft, mate.
Sorry. That is ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, he should have gone to the World Cup just for the pure fact he can fucking run fucking fast. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But, like I say, if that comes down to attitude or something, there's always something behind the scenes, isn't there?
Yeah, there's always shit we don't know about. It's only speculation what we get to fucking chat about, isn't it, mostly? Yeah.
It's usually bullshit as well. We'll make it up as we go along.
Yeah, we fucking love it, don't we?
That's it. David Silva brings up, I'm sure I said it's his 50th goal for Man City.
Yeah.
That's not a lot. He's been there a long time.
Yeah, but he's not known for his goal scoring, is he? He got a fucking lot of goals last year.
He's the string puller, the puppeteer.
That's it. He's influential on the pitch, mate. He can pick a pass anywhere. Do you know what I mean? He can weave in and out of fucking anything.
Doesn't get... he probably... Because he's Spanish, but then he's had to fight for a midfield role against Iniesta and Xavi. He's not going to probably get the credit that they get.
No.
As much headline news, as it were. Do you know what I mean?
Grown Barcelona players who started when they were fucking whatever and then stayed there their whole career, didn't they?
Wow. Well,
that's why they get looked at as the Spanish legends of their era, do you know what I mean?
Okay, that's a fair point. Nice point.
Because David Silva come from Valencia.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Was he in the... Because Valencia won the La Liga, didn't they, under Benitez? Was he in that team?
He must have been.
Because he'd been a young'un then, wasn't he?
Yeah, he must have been. I think he is. I think you're right. I'd be very surprised if he weren't.
Yeah.
And Mr. Raheem Sterling continuing it. His good goal scoring form.
Yeah.
Not missing from 2 yards, which we know he's capable of.
Yeah, he was very capable of that in the World Cup, wasn't he?
And last season. Still only a pup though, isn't he? Fucking 23 years old. Forget that about him.
Yeah. He's another one, like we're saying about attitude and that. Like he's not shy to express his fucking attitude, is he?
No.
You know what I mean? He's demanding all that. Was he demanding up to $300,000 a week, isn't he? He ain't worth that.
No. Neither's Pogba, but he still gets it.
No. But he's a fucking tough one, isn't he, Sterling? You can't go to a club lot of Man City's stature now, of what they are now.
Oh, yeah.
And demand that sort of money.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they...
I bet Aguero ain't even on that fucking much.
Nah, not even close.
Look at
mate.
The fucking... What he does for him.
Well, what he has
De Bruyne.
Yeah.
De Bruyne is probably their most influential player, isn't he? Does he get that?
No.
No. Right, so what the fuck does he think he deserves that for? Do you know what I mean?
It all goes to his head, doesn't it?
Yeah. Tall.
Not a fan? Fernandinho. I'll chuck him in there. I thought he was quality on Saturday.
Yeah, he's a good little player, mate.
I said, me and Martin were saying the other week, like, 33 years old, come the end of the season, he'll be 34.
Yeah.
So they start looking to replace him. And Martin's like, no, what the fuck you got to do that for?
Exactly,
Sorry, that might have been Jason.
Still got the legs on him, though.
Still proved it on Saturday.
He's still fucking it a long ranger in.
Yeah, shut me the fuck up, I know that.
Yeah.
Bastards. But they got linked with old Ruben Neves, didn't they?
Yeah, they want to buy him back now, don't they?
Who?
City. You just said that he can't left City.
Who left City?
You just said they got rid of Neves.
I said they were being linked with Ruben Neves.
Oh, fucking hell. I thought you said they got rid of Neves.
No. Now they want to bring him in, don't they, for 60 million.
Yeah, that'd be tight on Wolves.
That'd be harsh.
With what they're trying to build.
That's a great stat I heard from the weekend as well. Let's go to Wolves, just so I can say this stat. we'll jump to Sunday. We'll go back to Saturday. No, let's finish Saturday because mine will pull his tits off otherwise. Mate. What have we got left from Saturday? Oh, Chelsea shit. Beat Cardiff 4-1.
Yeah, I was hoping for an upset. Because it was looking like an upset, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, 1-0 up, didn't it? I was like that.
There you go. Here goes the pupper time.
Yeah.
But no.
It's all about Hazard, mate.
It was. That's one of... Here you go, Martin. Here you go. Edit this bit out, you fucker. Chelsea fan, question. Can Hazard become the best in Europe?
Tough one, that, isn't it?
Current form? Yes.
Current form, yes. But it's another thing with, can he keep it consistent? Can he keep it up for the whole season?
Exactly.
If he carries on like he is now, he'll be fucking winning the old golden boot at the end of the year, won't he?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Ballon d'Ors and all the rest
as Sarri has said, I wouldn't put it past him getting the golden boot.
Yeah, why not?
You know?
Who was the last midfielder to win golden boot?
Probably Frank Lampard.
Nailed it. Fucker. Oh, I thought I had you on that one.
Mr. Statman.
But yeah, no, that was Chelsea's question of the week. Can Hazard become the best player in Europe?
If he can keep it up. If he can be consistent.
If he does it week in, week out.
Yeah.
Fair.
Consistency, yes, he can.
Love that. Good answer. Solid. Anyway, got a hat-trick at the weekend.
It was a good hat-trick as well, though, wasn't it?
It was a good hat-trick. He does seem unplayable.
Yeah.
When he almost looks like a young... No, yeah, he looks like Messi did when he first started. He weaves in and out of place and time almost stops.
That's centre of gravity, mate,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Keeps him low and then boff. And William pops up again. I think he's massively underrated.
He is massively underrated.
But at the same time, I didn't want to see him go to United. Because we were linked heavily with him.
Why wouldn't you, though?
I don't know. I just don't think... I know he's a proper Mourinho player, but I think it's because he's coming to the end of his career. You need to be looking at young'uns.
Yeah, but then... All right, out of the two, let's look at current form of Willian and Alexis Sanchez.
That's a silly question. That's
over the last 12 months.
Okay.
Who would you take out of them two?
That's silly. You go Willian.
Right.
Okay.
What's Alexis Sanchez done for you since he's gone there?
Demanded lots of pennies.
But what has he done with his feet? Not a fucking lot.
Walked in and out of the team.
Yeah.
But it was, you say that, what was it? I think it was a Chilean coach. Don't ask me his name. I couldn't even make it up to sound real.
No.
He said that it's Mourinho's fault for Sanchez's failings. His defensive philosophy and mentality is restricting Sanchez's play.
That's
fair enough.
I don't think so.
No?
No. I don't think so. He's not paid to defend.
No. But yeah, it's the defensive problems behind him that are restricting him, allowing him to flow through the game, which I still think that's a bollocks, but...
It is bollocks. It is bollocks, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? He was a different player at Arsenal, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's a shadow of that now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a shame. It is a shame. Yeah. I wanted him to stay at Arsenal, to be honest. I know, obviously, at the time, you would have thought different. You go, yeah, we'll fucking have Sanchez all day long.
Well, look what happened with Van Persie.
Well, yeah.
Fuck me, that bloke. What a ledge.
Yeah.
But you think, oh, we'll get the same out of Sanchez. You've barely fucking had a scrap out of him, let alone.
That's it. He's just like bulking up your wage bill, mate, not earning what he's supposed to be getting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Gets a lot for nothing.
Exactly.
Cardiff conceded 4. Could have been more. I like their goalkeeper. I think he's quite handy.
Yeah.
Effridge. Neil Effridge. Saved a couple of penalties already this season. He's kept him in games.
Yeah. He's young as well, though, isn't he?
He's, yeah, Filipino.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's 28. He looks fucking young.
He does look young. Yeah. I think he's the only, another stat for you, the only Filipino player to play in Premier League.
I'm going to chuck that straight back at you and say yes.
I'm going to say I know, I just told you. Yeah.
It's a given. But, sorry, Cardiff fans, I just don't see where you're going to get Premier League survival from.
I agree with that. It is a shame because, like,
it is us because we're not even in fucking like Christmas time yet.
But
Mrs. is dismay.
But in the other, they don't have the funds. I know it shouldn't all come down to money.
Money talks, mate.
Do you know what I mean? I know, but they have spent a bit of money. They bought that striker from Bristol City, didn't they?
I've just looked at him. Yeah, whatever his face was.
I know, say
Bobby Reid.
Yeah, and he looked decent for the first few minutes, but he was a bit reckless after that.
It's going to start kind of bobbling down to... I've completely forgot the word I was going to use. It was a good word as well. Fuck it.
I don't... And honestly, I'll say this before I forget. You can't blame Warnock. I know, like I've just said a minute earlier, he's not a Premier League manager, but you've got to look at the side he is using.
It's a Championship side in the Premier League.
Exactly, in respect to, do you know what I mean? In respect to playing like Chelsea, for example. I know they're completely opposite fucking scales of the financial grid of football, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, and that is a shame, but I don't think you can blame the run on Warnock.
No, he got him up. I don't think he could have changed a lot. It's just the quality he's playing against.
That's it. That's the thing, mate. Like maybe the transfer strategy, yeah, they bought in that young lad from Bristol City, but could they have spent that on maybe a more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Experienced
Premier League player who's in his 30s up, maybe a striker sort of area.
Yeah.
A talisman, do you know what I mean? To drive that team forward.
Bring them through, and then probably bring him in, show him the ropes.
Yeah, a lot I'm going to throw it out there. Like a Peter Crouch.
There you go.
Someone like a Peter Crouch.
Still doing it.
Do you know what I mean? Warnock plays the long ball with his teams.
Yeah.
You get that fucking tall cunt on it, didn't you?
He would love to be back in the Premier League.
He would, mate. And like, I think that's quite a good example, actually. Why not try and invest in a Crouch?
Wouldn't it cost you a lot?
No. That's it.
You're not going to be talking hundreds of thousands. He would have done it for 50.
Exactly.
Even less than that.
And he would have got goals.
Oh,
don't matter about his fucking age. He was still scoring for Stoke. It was like a fucking day out for him when he came off and got a goal, wasn't it? Hey, cheers, lads.
Thanks very much.
That's it.
Home now.
You know.
All right, last game of the weekend. No, that's a lie. Last game is Saturday.
Saturday.
Watford, Man United. Wrap this one up in a nutshell, shall we?
Oh, I enjoyed that game.
Wasn't a bad game.
It was a good game.
It was a good game to watch.
Yeah.
Well, I say that.
I was a bit gutted for Watford.
Yeah,
obviously,
I can
speak as a neutral here because I'm not a United fan.
No shit.
But it was, I would have liked to have seen their run go because I thought what they did were against Tottenham.
Yeah.
I was rooting for that comeback again. Do you know what I mean?
It started coming. It was only thanks to De Gea.
Yeah.
Of his worldie at the end.
Fucking hell, yeah.
I don't know who said it. Ben Foster, goalkeeper. He said he's the Messi of the goalkeeping world.
True. Got to take that, haven't you?
Or Ronaldo, whoever fucking size of a fence you sit on.
Ronaldo, what?
Yeah, but he's different.
But he is, you're right.
You've got to feel slightly sorry for the bloke, really. He'd gone to Real Madrid, he would have had 3 Champions League trophies and La Liga titles.
Yeah.
And say United needs to be on Chris Smalling and Phil Jones.
Yeah, but then look at the other fact, he's been loyal.
Oh, mate, yeah, it's not true.
Do you know what I mean? That's a positive that Man United fan. He had an easy route twice in the last few years to go to Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Obviously, the first one under Van Gaal was blocked out, wasn't it?
Bad fax machine.
Yeah, bad fax machine.
Air quotes.
Dial-up connection. And then he could have gone the window after that, couldn't he?
Easily. But stuck around, still got 2 fan player of the year and player and
that's it, mate.
Team player.
That's what a lot of these big players, the sort of players like De Gea, they don't think they're bigger than the club.
No, he
seems
pretty
loyal.
Humble.
Humble. Great word, that, yeah.
I would say about Kante, but he's had 3 clubs in 3 years and whatever. But
mate, I don't fucking care that he went to Chelsea.
He's the most humble cunt on the planet.
We'll just say, Leicester scouts found him. He was a massive step in helping us win the league. Fucking fair play, mate. I fucking love that bloke forever.
Oi, you've got a fucking solid scouting system.
We haven't now. Fucking Everton took it.
Oh, true?
True story.
Oh.
When Craig Shakespeare took over after Ranieri, it was because he finished that season, the season after he won the title. Next season come around, our 2 scouts went over to Everton.
Huh.
And guess where Craig Shakespeare is now as well?
Everton. Oh.
As a scout.
Is he? Who'd they bring in?
Bernard.
True.
Mina.
Yes.
He's going to be psyched, mate. I know we all fucking hate him for the World Cup and that,
United were prepared to sign him on the back of that performance in the World Cup.
Let's be honest, mate. You was trying to get a fucking centre-back you get your hands on. I love Harry Maguire, mate, but he ain't a 60-minute. Well, he is now. He's signed a contract extension, but he weren't a 60-million player when you was offering.
Yeah, but he is though. In this day and market, This is what we were saying, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, but
it is what you is. You got to pay if you want certain things.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, of course it is, but I don't know. Maybe that's a chat for another day. Transfer fees.
Yeah. Chris Smalling with a fucking striker's finish.
What a fucking finish that was! But I was like, that's why I didn't know it was, because of that fucking haircut. I was like, who's that just come on?
Yeah, let's not mention haircuts, because that just doesn't deserve to be fucking mentioned.
It's like a fucking pineapple, mate.
But it was a banging finish.
That was a finish.
That is a goal to end goals. For
yeah,
a
mate.
Centre half that can't fucking tackle.
Fellaini had a good game.
Man of match.
Great game from Fellaini, mate.
It's weird. He's.
The only thing is, you know what's going to fucking happen as soon as Fellaini's on.
Yeah.
We're going to ping it to that tall fucker. He's going to nut it in, and then we're going to get on the end of it, or hope to get on the end of it.
And if all else fails, he'll just sit in front of the back four and fucking smash anything that comes near him.
He will. But that's what I said earlier about what's up with some of these sides. It's aggression.
Having a bit of same.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And Matic getting sent off in the 93rd minute. That would have fucked Mourinho off something.
Yeah.
That would have really annoyed him. United question.
94th minute, that was, wasn't it?
Shit. We mentioned this last week, but I said I would do it again because someone else has asked.
Okay.
Does Rashford have to leave to realise his potential, and then can he emulate Henri?
Poor, you're fucking that's putting that one out there, aren't you?
That's a double-edged sword yeah. there.
Okay, I'm going to stick by what I said last week. I think Rashford does need to leave United.
He
needs regular week-in, week-out football. The only way, like we all know, he's decent.
Yeah.
He's young, he's ruthless, he'll take players on, blah, blah, blah. He needs to do that week in, week out to get better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's,
do
yeah.
you know what I mean? If he's playing once every three or four games,
consistent.
It's just like, I can do a bit, but I can't
fully fly.
No, that's it, yeah.
But I think, I don't know, it's a weird comparison to emulate Henri.
You can't do that.
Henri was a natural born finisher, and I don't think Rashford's got that in him. I don't think the chances he's missed and the chances he should have scored. Henri would have probably buried 9 or 10 out of them.
Yeah, but then Henri played week in, week out since he joined fucking Arsenal.
But no, that's exactly
Rashford's, like I say, Rashford's not getting the continuity of games, is he?
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. One comes with
yeah.
the other then.
Look at Anthony Martial was deemed the next Henri.
I do love that bloke. Right. I think he's quality.
I don't want to just like, obviously hover around United, but with the Henri thing, he was deemed the next Henri when he was at Monaco.
Yeah.
My personal opinion, United panic bought Martial.
Oh, yeah.
Off of the back of a fucking sick season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's. Again, it comes down to game time. How can you emulate someone like that if you're not playing week in,
if
week out?
You're sat on the bench watching Lukaku shag a ball home from 3 inches.
That's literally what he did. Fuck that ball in the net, didn't he?
He did. Aim for the fucking hole and smashed it.
It's just. It's a tough one. These players. Look at Mbappe, right? We're using Mbappe as an example.
Very good example.
He is now the next Henri, right? Because this is what people have said.
Because he's playing week in, week
and
out.
And he plays week in, week out. He made last night, because that's the last time I've watched him, last night against Liverpool, Mbappe made Neymar look average.
Yeah.
And he's doing that in La Liga as well.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Neymar will leave off the
he
back
will
of this season.
He's not top boy.
Yeah, he's in the shadow of an 18-year-old. Doesn't like it.
19-year-old.
Sorry. Close.
19. I'll give you that though.
Should we talk about shadows? Did you see Mr. Zlatan's 500th goal, career goal?
Oh my word. Mr. Black Belt in Taekwondo literally taekwondoed the fuck out of that ball in that net.
That,
unbelievable.
That
mate.
Finish couldn't have been any more Zlatan if he tried.
No, it couldn't.
That was
the finish was more Zlatan than Zlatan, wasn't it? Unbelievable.
Just the career that lad's had.
You shouldn't have got rid of him. Well, I know he went on a free or whatever it was, but you should have just fucking kept him.
Just for influence and humour purposes.
LA Galaxy lost that game.
Did they?
But everybody was talking about Zlatan. They didn't care they lost. There's like, did you see that fucking kung fu kick that he just fucking put the goal in?
It was a weird one, wasn't it? Stokes
I watched it.
Boot.
I was still looking at it now and I'm like, I can't. How do you even gauge that boy? Not even like just flinging your toe at it.
I can't. Well, I'm playing goal. I can't even get my hand that high when I jump, let alone a fucking foot.
Oh, mate, I know. But it's like his first goal, what he scored, didn't he? You remember that fucking half
volley,
fucking from like the halfway line
come
that went
on the
in.
Pitch and just yeah.
I love Zlatan, mate.
He is hilarious.
I love his charisma as a player.
I just like the fact that I don't like players who go, oh yeah, I'm this and I'm that, like your Neymars, and they can't back it. That fucker, he'll say something and he will back it every day of the week.
But the thing is, what Zlatan's done, he's always give it a bit of, he's always had a bit of graph about him, hasn't he? Right. But he's said in interviews before, he plays on what the media say about him.
Okay.
The most recent thing that I loved about him in an interview, right, he was getting interviewed while he was at United. You've probably seen the interview. And it was, Zlatan, who do you think is the best striker in the Premier League at the moment? And he was like, oh, I think Aguero is very consistent, great player. And I think he said, who did he say? He said about Firmino and someone else. And the interviewer went, why don't you mention yourself, Zlatan? He goes, oh, lions don't compare themselves with men.
Yeah,
it's like, you're a fucking boy, mate.
Yeah, he's quality. And he will, and he'll just step up and he makes a difference.
Yeah.
Even just around the training ground, just to see that fucker walking about must be like,
yeah,
all right. Just even in like the training aspect of it and looking at it, his positioning and just his fucking demeanour about himself.
That's
just,
it.
You have not just lost the player, but you've lost...
That's it,
an
yeah.
Ego, do you know what I mean?
He's another reason why I started watching more MLS football since he went.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, like, great, like Ronaldo, like, obviously I don't support Real Madrid, I don't support Juventus, but because you love how these players play football, you just want to follow them and watch what they're doing all the time, don't you?
That's it.
I think that's why I watch so many leagues around Europe, because there's a few players in every league that I just love watching.
You just start getting a love for the... Yeah. It's just a love for the game.
Yeah, that's it. I wouldn't be if I didn't fucking love football. Do you know what I mean? And it's just that is what it is.
There was one more question. I can't find it for the love nor money.
Oh, I've just been notified that the FIFA web app is live.
Oh, hold on. It might do a bit of live now.
Should we have a look? Should we see if I can get on the fucking web app and see if I can do me packs live on the old podcast?
I'll tell you what. Here you go. There's the question. Can Liverpool go unbeaten all season?
That's fucking broken. Sorry, say that again, mate.
Liverpool unbeaten all season.
No.
Nah, they'll get beaten.
I think they'll get beaten. But then you say that, like, there's been... I'll probably say one game, which was against us. Last year, that would have been a game that they had drawn.
Exactly.
Or a team like Leicester, let's say, for example, a middle table team, that again they would have drawn from being in front because they'd have lost their heads.
Gritted
they scraped that win.
Yeah.
And that's what they lacked last year. And a fucking decent goalkeeper, to be honest.
Win ugly.
That's it. I don't think they'll go unbeaten all season. But for me, they're my favourites to win the title at the minute over City.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, for them and Chelsea, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
both 5-5, aren't they?
But then, like Chelsea, like last year, come off the back of winning a title. There is not
uppy downy change manager.
The consistency, like we keep saying about the Premier League, the consistency is what gets you that run of wins, that gets you that momentum, the confidence, and blah blah blah. As soon as head starts dropping, like it did at Chelsea last year, where they find themselves, fucking eighth or something, wasn't it? You know,
exactly.
Right.
You're on.
I'm on, mate.
He's on the app.
This is exciting times, lads.
This is where it gets exciting for him. Burnley are fucked. First game on Sunday. That's just... Oh, that was my stat. That was my stat of the weekend. This is one that made me laugh.
Oh, go on, then.
Wolves have fielded more Portuguese players this season than Porto and Sporting Lisbon.
Fucking hell. I thought they fielded more Portuguese players in the national team.
Well, it's close. But I'll tell you what, if they had a fucking striker,
yeah,
they would have fucking a lot more points than what they have. But that's probably a bit of hardship on Raul Jimenez. He did score in the end.
Yeah, remember what I said last week? He's due a goal because of his performances.
There you go.
Fucking got it, didn't he?
He should have had about four.
Ooh.
But I just love watching football because you've got fucking partnerships like Neves and Moutinho.
Yeah.
In the middle of that part, mate. Just the way those two play football. Bearing in mind, they've only just been put together. I know they're Portuguese, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But they are just... They just complement each other so well. It's...
Oh, yeah.
I've just looked at it. I've just remembered, as bad as Jimenez was, Joe Hart, I've got to give to him, was a fucking quality at the weekend. You ain't seen Sunday's games.
I haven't, but I've heard.
He had an absolute stormer, to be fair. I can't take it away from him.
Yeah.
But Burnley just seem to be lacking something now, and you just feel like, fuck. You don't want to start worrying for them, but it's a long road back now.
That is, mate. Especially off that decent run they had last year, wasn't it?
Is it Europa League that's fucked them this year?
I don't know, really. They played the qualifying stages, didn't they?
Exactly. If they're trying to look for something to blame, they could blame that if they wanted to.
Yeah, but you know, Sean Dyche says it how it is, isn't it?
Yes, mate.
Yeah, but you know, mate, well, yeah.
I'll tell you how it goes, and this ain't right. Okay.
But he don't bullshit you. He don't beat around the bush. He's straight up and tells you, doesn't he?
He would.
Do you know what I mean?
Sort of like to call you a cunt in a pub.
Yeah.
If he thought it, he'll tell you it. All right, let's jump over to the inevitable now. Everton losing to West Ham.
Oh, yeah. Well done, West Ham.
Yeah, it was coming. We've seen it coming. We predicted it was coming.
I've been rooting for them.
It came. Something clicked. And Yarmolenko starting helped.
That's it. Yeah, like he was...
Fucking quality goals as well.
He was unlucky at Dortmund because I think he got injured halfway through the season for Dortmund and he started the season bright, mate, for Dortmund.
Yeah, true.
He's only there for obviously that season. Half a season.
And they shipped him out.
That's it.
But I think a lot of the praise was going through Arnautović and how well he played as a target man. He held the ball up well, knocked it off, sprayed it about.
Yeah.
He got his goal, just rewards.
I like Arnautović converted to a striker.
I like Arnautović. I just love his passion. He gives it the old fucking crossed arms, the iron badge. He does. You can see he plays for the club, and fair play to him. I hope it's not just because of their wages, and he just genuinely does love the club.
Yeah, yeah.
But you said earlier, you like the look of Philippe Anderson. You've watched him for a couple of
years. Honestly, mate, with Napoli, he was something else. Like obviously he had a little bit of backing by Milinkovic-Savic,
yeah.
But creativity and that just fucking I think he's a great player, mate. Oozes. I'm happy to see him in the Premier League.
Yarmolenko, I've liked him for. He got linked with United. He got linked with Liverpool, and he turns up at fucking West Ham's door.
Yeah.
But credit where credit's due. We knew it was coming, and that jumps him up fucking like five spots or something stupid. I think.
Yeah, we said it's still early days, Dan. Halfway to the bottom, innit.
But there you go. Everton didn't really turn up. I think they had two. Not well.
Do you think they were missing Richarlison? He was on a ban still, wasn't he?
Still on a ban.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, that's the point. I don't fucking rate that too, son.
No.
He is not a good striker. As soon as Richarlison comes
back, influence, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. But as soon as Richarlison comes back, I think he'll be in Nias at the fucking bar.
Yeah, he's had too many chances at Everton, that boy now.
Nias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring back Samuel Eto'o.
Fuck, what a boy. Yeah. Lookman, thoughts on him? Heard much of him? Because he played in Leipzig last year in the old Bundesliga.
Oh, was he over there, was he?
Yeah, he was at Leipzig last season. No, he wasn't.
I don't think, no.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, he was at Leipzig. Red Bull.
He didn't play much, though, did he?
I think so. He was fucking smashing it.
Was he?
He was doing really well at some point.
Oh. Well, to be fair, no, I haven't, no.
But I saw him at Charlton, and he was fucking quality at Charlton. Yeah. I know it's a lower league, but he just needs to get his game time, I think. It's another English lad that's going to go to waste.
Oh, yeah, we want them English boys coming through, mate.
Pickford at fault. I said a couple of weeks back, I thought he's a bit iffy. He likes to make a meal of a lot of things, Pickford, and he fucked up for, I think it was Yarmolenko's second goal.
Okay, yeah.
His poor distribution, just...
No. Was it a panic? Was it panic distribution?
No, he had plenty of time, and he's tried to play the ball along the field, 30 yards into middle of midfield. Oh, Noble's picked it up, giving it to Yarmolenko.
Sort of asking for it if you're playing it along the floor in that area, isn't you?
Exactly. I don't know who he was passing to. I don't know if they got caught flat-footed or what, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a few alarms are raising looking at Pickford these days for me.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, I like the boy's passion though.
Oh mate, he's
got a fucking gob on him and all.
Yeah, he's through and through. He's there's no doubt in he's a quality goalkeeper. I just.
But then he's young as well, mate, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? It's.
Oh, yeah, you've got to nurture him and give him the confidence, but he's getting a run of game time, blah, 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 like the other young'uns ain't.
Well, yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Let's finish this off. Let's have a round-up. Monday night football. The only thing I've really took from Southampton game, except for 2-2 Glenn Murray 90th minute penalty.
Oh, the fucking Murray mint strikes again.
He is, mate. he loves it.
Get him
it.
In a fucking England team.
Yep. Common fucking question, yes. But no, Højbjerg's fucking strike. Did you see that?
I haven't, mate. This is what I'm saying. Jesus, match of the day, mate. Two never recorded. I was gutted.
This was Monday night's game. Jesus, he's hit it from all of 30 yards and it stayed 6 inches off the floor all the way into the bottom corner.
Fucking hell.
It'll be probably goal of the week. It's a fucking beauty. But, yeah, that was about it, really. Can't really take a lot else. South Coast derby, 90th minute penalty equaliser from that man, Murray Mint.
Murray Mint. Fucking love a Murray Mint, mate.
Yeah, fucking Brighton fans do, man. But that's
how old is he? He's getting on, isn't he?
Who, Mr. Murray?
Old Murray Mint.
Oh, he's got to be fucking well up 34, 35, I think.
Still doing the business, though.
Where is he? Glenn Murray. 34, nearly 35. 35 at the end of the month. A ledge.
What a fucking boy, mate.
Scoring goals, unlike Mr. Shane Long. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
He's nearly 32. But he hasn't scored. I'm sure he hasn't scored in something like 44 appearances or something stupid. Or, he's got 2 goals in 44 appearances.
Time for him to go championship, isn't it?
Everyone's saying they like his work rate. It's like, fucking hell, you need more than
work
rate.
He's a fucking striker.
Yeah.
What's a striker's job?
Score goals.
Right.
He don't do it, though. Right, let's have a quick breeze. The old fixtures for the weekend.
Oh, predictions time, is it, mate?
Yeah, get your predictions ready, mate.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't want to pick my fucking fantasy. I'd do a bad enough job as it is.
Right, bad news, lads. I can't get into the web app because my security code is not coming through email. That's a bit tight, isn't it?
That's harsh.
So
give it a couple of minutes. We'll see what happens. We'll do these and then we'll see.
I'm giving up, mate.
Oh, he's giving up.
I'll try and stream it tomorrow.
Okay. Right, Fulham Watford. Lunchtime kickoff
Saturday. Oh, that's going to be a fucking game, that one, isn't it?
That should be. Watford off the bounce of losing to United. Fulham needing a win.
I'm going to go... I'll go Fulham. I'll go 2-1. 2-1 for that one. I reckon that'll be a good game, that.
Burnley, Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. Do I need a score in there as well?
No, there's no point.
Okay.
Ugh, fucking hell. Cardiff City.
City. Sorry, Cardiff.
It's not going to happen for them.
Nah.
Palace, Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Ooh.
Newcastle are going to just scrape that one and that's going to give them a little bit of confidence.
Bit of a booster.
I'll have another fucking Rondon-headed hat-trick. There you go. Put a bet on that, lads.
Null and void. Leicester, Huddersfield.
Honestly, on our current form, we'll be fucking getting a draw in that one. Especially if fucking Murray Mint keeps going.
Lee.
I know, he's Brighton, isn't he?
He'll be for Brighton.
Fucking idiot. It's the same colour, the same sort of strip, isn't
it? Is.
No, that I honestly reckon we'd draw that. There's something not going on with us at the minute. I mean, it's
not
to be quite honest, and Bournemouth game is fucking embarrassing. So yeah, we're going to draw that.
Feeder club versus big club, Liverpool Southampton.
Feeder club. Oh, what, Liverhampton? I'm going to go Liverpool for that.
Standard.
Yeah.
United Wolves.
Oh. I'm going to go draw.
I'm going to say draw at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
2-2.
You can't write off Wolves, mate, with what they've got.
No. 2-2, I'll take that. Dinner time, Brighton Spurs.
Cool, fucking hell. This is a thing again, isn't it? Spurs are not, they're not doing what we're expecting them to do, are they?
You watch Murray Mint, mate. He'll bully the fuck out of.
Yeah, go on, fuck it. I want to go 1-0 Murray Mint to score a header, mate. There you go.
It depends if form's back. Still in goal.
Fuck Vaughan, mate. If you've got Murray Mint up front, game over,
doesn't
mate.
Doesn't matter if you've got 2 goalkeepers.
That's it. Go on, Murray Mint. 1-0.
West Ham, Chelsea.
Well, that'd be a good fucking game, and all, wouldn't it?
At the London Stadium.
I'm going on current form because, like we said earlier, Hazard's unplayable at the minute, so I'm going to go Chelsea with that. Sorry, West Ham fans.
Arsenal, Everton.
Oh.
Some fixtures this weekend, mate.
These are some tight games here, aren't they?
There's some good ones. Could be a good weekend.
I reckon Everton have snatched that. Is Richarlison back?
He should be. He definitely should be.
I think Everton will snatch that. Just because, you can see Arsenal are turning up a bit now. But they're not quite there. They're not quite playing for each other at the moment, I don't think.
Not quite squeezing it through. He doesn't say anything about his ban. So he should be. I think he is. Yeah,
it was a straight red, wasn't it? And yeah, I think West Ham game, that is his third game.
Should be.
Because obviously he had international break in between that as well, didn't he?
Oh, could be. So that sums that up.
Yeah. That could
be a good weekend of football.
Should be some fucking goals this weekend as well, going on them fixtures.
I fucking hope so. Right. You want to try the app one more time before we go?
Depends if the emails come through, mate. Bloody security codes. Do you know what I mean? I put my password in. What the fuck? I'll try one more. Fucking thing. Resend. The suspense.
Talk through FIFA. Give us a bit more. I don't know. I don't know how big FIFA is in the US. I imagine it's got
to be. FIFA is massive in the US.
Yeah?
Yeah. Obviously, I watch a lot of streamers. And all of my favourite ones, and the ones who I believe give the best content, are American and Canadian.
Oh, true.
Big shout out to the Penthes, though, who is an English lad. He used to live in Margate. One of the biggest FIFA YouTubers.
Who's that?
The Penthes.
The Penthes.
Yeah, he used to live in Margate.
Oh, okay. And you're?
Aggie Matt,
on Twitch. Find him. Find us. Rate and review us. Drop him a fucking like and a subscribe and whatever else you do with him.
Tuesday 25th, 1 minute past midnight. We're airing in packs.
Shall I tell you what? Mate.
What did I just say?
Yeah, 25th. That rings a bell with me because we've got a fucking Christmas presents being re-released for Little and.
Oh, lovely.
And it's supposed to be in stock on the 26th. It's one of them, one of those must-have things. It's like, oh. Yeah. So we're going to stay up, or she's staying up late on the 25th to get that, hopefully.
Fair, mate.
That's not before. I might start if I'm still
awake. There's only one thing I'll be doing on the 25th.
Playing FIFA?
1 minute past midnight playing FIFA until 7:30 in the morning. I'm then going to work, having a staff meeting. I'm getting home, sorting the kids out, and I'm getting straight back on FIFA. So Twitch in the late one, and then I'll be Facebook Live from about 8:00 Tuesday evening.
Nice.
Tuesday live. Ready to fucking go, mate.
So it's not all Twitch then?
It won't be all Twitch. It'll be. It's going to be a mixture of the two.
You've got a bigger following on Facebook Live, that's what.
I've got a bigger following on Facebook, yeah. So that'll be where most of the content will be coming from, and then Twitch will be
as and when.
If I'm doing short streams, it'll be on Twitch, yeah.
Okay.
So anything an hour or under will be on Twitch. Anything over an hour will be on Facebook. And then obviously the YouTube channel will be launching with highlights of what happens on both.
Cool. Like it.
So yeah.
Aggie Matt.
Good things coming, hopefully.
Is that Aggie Matt on Facebook as well?
Aggie Matt on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram. And hopefully Discord soon as well.
Ooh, all the good bits.
Yeah.
AGGYMATT.
That's the one, mate.
Rewind that if you're doing it the first time, you lazy fuckers.
There's only one Aggie Matt on social media.
That's a nice one.
And that's this cunt right here.
There's only one fucking pub football and all, mate.
That's
it. How Martin managed to get that, I still don't fucking know.
It's because he's a fucking boy, mate.
He is.
What a boy.
Sat there scratching his nuts now. Right, with that fucking lovely thought, I'm going to leave you with that. Martin's testicles.